got to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. It's amazing that this year has already started off with a fast pace. It's already Wednesday. Remember, we were just celebrating, and it's already Wednesday. So get ready. It's going to be a fast year. You can get involved by calling 888-777-5373-888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question, it's a doozy. It's a mamma mia. It's a nighty God knows. My biblical question, what's the difference between human nature and, what's the difference between animal nature and human nature? What is the difference between animal nature and human nature? Amazing question. We have every way that you can support the show listed on. You can listen and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about, doing whatever it is you're doing. You're from Somalia, and you're part of stealing Americans' money and just having a hootenanny of a time because that's how you were in your own country. And you just don't have time to work. And because you're taking everything we got, you can still be listening to the show. Podcast it. And you can anywhere in the world, on your phone, you can listen to the show. As it is happening, by calling the listen line on Talk Stream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. Amazing. So, the first 2 hours of Wednesday is Well, the third hour is manhood hour, rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. And the first 2 hours on Wednesday now, because we love the blacks, is Black Excellence. That was then in the good old days. Look how black people look today. Civilized. What's wrong with the black?
It blows my mind how black people go in everybody else's business and bully them.
I want to make sure we agree on that first.
No, we disagree.
Hold on.
I'm on your ass, Jesse.
What the?
Come on, Coon.
Hey, Tony. My mirror flow about to come off.
I think you've pretty much pissed off everybody.
Keep that. Amazing. It's a spiritual battle. Really. And I want to encourage you. Do what you want, of course, but encourage. Not make you or tell you what to do, but to encourage you. To get to know yourself. Pay attention to you and you alone. And you will be amazed at what you will find. I realize that a lot of people don't have the courage to really, really look at themselves, pay attention to what's happening within self. And so they never get to know themselves. And you never get, and because of that, you never get to know that you are your own world. You never get to know that you are an individual. You never get to know that you and Christ are one. And you never get to know that you and every human being on the planet are one. Christ said that, and I paraphrase, because I can't remember how exactly he said it, but something like, if you hate the least of them, you hate me. So everyone that has anger, resentment, fear, envy, jealousy, revenge, strife, you hate Christ, and you hate God, and you hate yourself, and you're divided, and you have no peace. Because we are not allowed to hate one another. We're all the same. We're one. But in your own mindset, you're divided. And because you're divided, you think that you're divided from each other, and you're not. It's an illusion. And you're delusional. I heard this story once, or this incident, however you want to call it. And I can't tell it the way I heard it, but I'll try. And it made, when I heard it, I'm like, what the? It just made so much sense to me. And that might be because I'm black and slow. You know what I mean? I'm black and slow, so it may just make sense to me. But if I was black and intelligent, I probably would not have, it would not have made sense to me. But since I'm black and slow, slow stuff makes sense to me. So I try to tell it for those who want to overcome. There was this man, young man, 30s, early 30s, late 20s, early 30s, mid-30s somewhere, and he had a buku amount of money. He had a lot of money, so he owned a real big mansion home. Don't mention it. But he owned a mansion. I mean, just a major home. Upstairs, downstairs, and around stairs. But everything. And this guy, he would always have a bunch of parties at his home, this mansion. So he would invite all his friends over and others to come over and party and hang out, and just make my home yours. And it was fun, and people came, the men and women came, and they partied, they had beer. Some of you brought beer case, you know, that big case. Is it called case or cask of beer?
Yeah, keg.
Keg of beer. I don't drink beer, so I know that. I remember I used to have parties like that, and the Mexican would bring all this beer over. I'm like, what the? But anyway. And he would just party. And these parties would go on. He would put them on weekly and monthly, weekly, all the time. It got to the point that some of his male and female friends were having so much fun, they would just stay over. But he had a big house, and it didn't bother him that they would stay over. He didn't mind. They were his friends. And for a while, they partied. And then all of a sudden, he noticed that things were missing, started to be missing in his home. He would look around and he would see that, oh, I used to have this beautiful chair right there. Where is it? It was gone. And then he would notice that out in his yard, some of the beautiful fruit trees and flowers and things would be gone. But he didn't see the people that were taking them away from him. He didn't see it. But he would just notice all of a sudden just stuff being taken away, stolen. And he was like, what the? And so what he did was, it started to happen pretty often, right? And so what he did was, he would ask his friends, these people that party with him and loved him, they say, and was his friends. He was like, I noticed that some of my stuff has started to be, I'm missing it. It's not around. Have any of you all taken it? My furniture, part of my little furniture has been taken away, and I had a nice chair over there. It's gone. I had some trees, special trees I ordered. They were there from Europe, and the fruits on there were really nice. Now they've been kind of taken away. Anybody? He asked his friends, anybody seen anything? And they were like, no, I haven't seen anything. I didn't notice it. The men and women of his circle and that would attend his parties and drink his liquor and hang out, eat his food, his friends. No, I didn't see anything. And he like, well, it's very interesting. And one of his really close friends said to him, really close friend, you know, it may be those people down the road, they come in here stealing when you're not around because they could be jealous of your success. His very best friend. He like, oh, okay. And the friend said, along with some others in the party there, you know what, Mr. Rich Man, we're going to look out for you. We'll pay attention to see if we can catch who is stealing your stuff. So his very, you know, party close friends telling him that we're going to really help you. He's like, oh, okay, cool. What the? And so he noticed that time went by and it kept happening. Slowly but surely it got worse. So he decided, the man, the rich man himself, the party thrower, the one with the mansion, the big home, decided, you know what? I'm gonna stay awake and I'm gonna climb this fence and I'm gonna see what's going on. I'm gonna stay wide awake. I'm wide awake and I'm gonna see who is taking my stuff. What's going on here? Because none of his friends would come back and report anything that they found anybody or anything like that. So he decided, I'm going to stay wide awake so I can see what's going on. And so at night, he would stay awake. And he would climb up on the wall so that it was dark outside, so he had to climb a little wall there so he could see. In the dark, he can see what's going on. And lo and behold, as he was watching, to his surprise, and he was shocked, his own friends were stealing his stuff. He saw one of his best friends, the one that promised that he's going to look out for him. It may be somebody down the road doing that to you, so I'm going to watch too. I'm going to help you catch him. He would see his friend come in and take another peek of the furniture or something and run off with it at night. It was dark, but he was able to see even in the dark because he climbed the wall. And when he climbed the wall, he was able to see better. And then he saw one of the female friends come over and they were both, like, stayed overnight because they had these big guest rooms in the house. And she would come out of her room and she would go in a certain area there, and she would write numbers down, digital numbers and numbers down, and put it back in her purse and sneak back into the room. And he was like, "What are these? My friends are taking my things away from me, and then they're telling me somebody else is doing it, and they are doing it. They party with me. They drink all my liquor. They ate all my food, and they are stealing. They're eating all these amazing trees that I got from Europe, natural fruits." He was stunned. He was stunned. And he didn't know what to do. He was like, "I can't believe this." And he needed to confront them about what they were doing. But for some reason, he was afraid. He didn't want to hurt their feelings, or he was afraid to confront them at some point. He had to do it. And the moral of the story, and I want to end that there for now because of time, but the moral of the story is that you, your life, the essence of your life is being stolen from you and you don't even know it. It's been taken away from you because you trust what you think are your friends. And he was afraid to confront his friends because he was using his friends and his friends were using him to get some type of comfort. And that's why he was really afraid to confront them, one of the reasons. But the moral of the story is that you are trusting your friends who are stealing your life, and you don't know it. They are stealing your life by causing you to hate one another, hate yourself and others, to be angry, to have fear, to be jealous, worry, a loneliness, revenge. You're trusting your friends, and your friends are living in your mind, and they party with you all the time. They come into your home of your mind, and they party with you, and they pretend to care about you when they are really stealing from you. Your thoughts are your enemy, but you think that they're your friends, and you trust them. Your loneliness is stealing life from you. But they party with you, and they make you think that it's real, that they are really your friend. And so you call loneliness natural. I am lonely, you say. You call emptiness a lack of love. And so you go out and try to find love from others. You get married because you're lonely. You're trusting your friends, what you call your friends, inside of your mind, and they are your enemy, and they're stealing life from you. And you won't wake up. You won't climb the wall and see what's going on in you. You won't pay attention to the darkness of your mind with the light of God in you to shine through that darkness so you can see what's going on and overcome those thoughts. Stop calling them your friend. I see you. I see that you're my enemy. Get out of my house. Get out of my home. Get out of my mind. You won't do it. And you're afraid to do it. Because to really pay attention to that and to realize you've been calling your enemies your friend or you, it's going to be very embarrassing for you to see that for yourself. And you don't want to be embarrassed. You're not ready to face embarrassment within yourself to see how silly you're being. And so this rich guy with this major home, he realized that those people who were partying with him were not his friends. But he didn't want to see that at first. But he climbed that wall of the imagination, and in the dark, he watched one friend at a time, because he can handle watching them all. And one friend at a time, he would reject them when they came to pretend to be his friend. He was like, I see you. You're not my friend. Get out of here. The thoughts, the emotions, the past, the future, the worry. Your thoughts are living in your homes, the home of your mind, and they are pretending to be your friend. And you're so lost, you call them friend. And they rip you off all the time. And every weekend, you party with them anyway. You invite them over, meaning that you agree with them in your mind. And you react to them in your mind. Wake up, climb the wall of consciousness, and see what's going on in you. It will blow your mind. You don't have to be you any longer. You don't have to any longer believe that you're some sinner or that you got to prove something to God. You got to be born. You got to be saved. You don't have to believe that you are divided. You are divided and not realize that we are all one together. And you will see that when you become one, when you become whole, you're gonna be like, what the world? What was wrong with me? I was inviting the wrong people to my party. Meaning that you're inviting the wrong thoughts into your life. I suggest, do what you want, that you at least watch, pay attention 24 hours a day, day and night. At least start with one at a time. You can't handle all at once, but at least one at a time. You can't handle the shame that's going to come from facing all of your fake friends at once. So let's go for one at a time, and you get stronger, wiser, more light will come, and you eventually you'll see them all, and you'll be free. And when you see them, it's going to be impossible to hate or be angry, resentful toward anyone in this whole planet, not even your what you think are your enemy. Your enemies are within, not without. Your enemies are these people you call friend, your thoughts and emotions. And when you become one, you're going to see when Christ said to love me with all your heart, all your soul, your might, pick up your cross and follow me. Love me with all your heart, soul, and might, and love your enemy, love your neighbor as yourself. And it would just become simple to do that. No matter what happens outside of you, you will still love them. And then the fight and the blame and the worry and the fear and all that would disappear. I promise you that. But you have not climbed that wall of consciousness so you can see by the light. You're just living in the dark. And they're stealing your furniture. They're stealing your life. And you don't even know it. What a mess, huh? But the fight with others, the blaming of others, the worries, the doubt, is not going to end until you can see what's going on within you. You're trusting the enemy. You're trusting thoughts. You're trusting emotions. You're trusting fear. You're not even catching the first thought. And then if you do try to catch it, you still let go and go with the second one and the third one. And then you're down the road and you wonder what happened. Amazing, huh? When you do this, you're going to love all. You won't blame anyone based on color or male or female for anything. It would be impossible. It would be impossible. Because you will be whole, you and Christ and God will be one. You will be of nothing but love. There will be no bitterness inside of you, no revenge, no jealousy, no desire to hurt your own brother and sisters. Brother, your brother and sister, you won't hurt them at all. It'll be nothing that they can do to make you hurt them. And you won't blame them because there will be no reason to blame. There will be nothing in you because you can see to blame anyone for anything. And you will love and not hate. Christ came not to condemn the world, but to free the world. Not to judge it, but to free it. Free the mind. He came to free your mind of evil. And you can tell the lost people. When you wake up, you're going to see the lost people. You're going to see the people who think that life is about fighting for success. Life is about being somebody. Life is about owning this and owning that. And you're to blame for this. You're going to see that no one is to blame for anything in your life. Your parents were lost. That's why you have to forgive them, because they threw you off track. You were born into lost parents, and you became like them. And nobody else had anything else to do with it. And then you'll stop overreacting by forgiving your parents, and you wake up, and you will start to see your enemy is within. They party with you. You believe them, and they steal from you while you're sleeping, meaning while you're unconscious. They're stealing from you, your life. The people outside are not stealing your life. Inwardly, your life is being taken away. You can't even have a fullness of life because you are lost in the dark. There's all that's wrong, and you're blaming others. This year, I was suggested to the people of the fellowship and the radio show here and everywhere, you got to love one another. And it is black excellent. And to the blacks, you got to love, because you're getting worse, not all but most. You're not getting better. 70 years when the fake civil rights movement came along, no such thing as civil rights, by the way, and told you that the white man was your problem, and those who fell for it, the blacks who fell for it, they've been lost, and their children and their children and their children have gotten worse. They have no love. And they believe that their issues are from the outside, when they're really from the inside. Slavery ended 150-some years ago, and they're still believing that it still affect their lives. It didn't even affect the people that were enslaved, like Booker T. Washington was enslaved. George Washington Carver enslaved, but they had amazing lives. They didn't let that stop them because they love their enemy as themselves. And then those people who were enslaved called them Uncle Tom. They called them the N-word, all kind of stuff, because they were jealous of the light. But when you're free and free by the light, no one can make you think or believe anything. And you're not jealous of anyone about anything. And you're not blaming. And then white Americans and Americans around the world, white people, you got to overcome fear. You believe the lie that you're to blame for someone else's downfalls. And you're not. And you have not fought. You have not stood up. And I'll be back in a minute. Back in a minute to your calls. That's Super Chat. Anytime you have situations happening in your life, always be still. Don't overreact. most of the people that I know, they say, oh, I know Jesus. I love Jesus. I'm an observer. And as soon as something don't go their way, they get mad. I'm like, what the? If you overreact, folks, remember to do that. Don't overreact. And when you get mad, it's your problem. It ain't your wife's problem, your husband's problem, your neighbor, your friend, your preacher, your teacher. It's your problem. Why you think you tick? It didn't go your way or the way you think it should go. Don't have a way you think it should go. Let life just happen. Thoughts make you think that life should go the way you want it to go. And if it doesn't, if someone don't do or say or act the way you think they should act, you hate them. And then you blame them for being mad. It's the darnest thing I ever seen, but it's amazing to see it. So relax. We got to love one another, not hate. But you can't love as long as you have hatred in your heart, in your mind. In your mind is where your heart is. It's an illusion. Couple announcement. Like these videos, by the way. Like these videos. Hit the like button right now. Support us on social media. We're on Cozy.tv/JLP, where Christ is King. Rumble.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. JLP Talk on X and Jesse Lee Peterson on Instagram. So like, follow, comment, do all the good stuff. And my producer told me we had a brand new Fall Estate, the Fall Estate producer, but I guess we didn't get it yet. We do have a brand new one. I just don't have it yet to show to you. Coming up Friday so we'll get that for you as I move forward. If not today, tomorrow. The Hate Report is coming up at 9 a.m. From 9 to 11. And then after the Hate Report, the American Anchor Baby. They both were on fire. I got a chance to hear their show a little bit more. I know I'm like counseling and stuff, can't hear. But they were both on fire yesterday. I'm like, what the Anchor Baby and the Hate Report. So check them out at 9 this morning Pacific time and 11 for the American Anchor Baby. All right. Because of time, I want you to know, Christ said, forgive them, Father. They know not what they do. They can't see. They're blind. And white people, you are afraid. And the reason you're afraid of the attack that will come when you speak up, when you disagree with the so-called people of color, especially the black ones. You're afraid. And as a result, you have put your children in harm's way. Because you have not protected them over the years, they are now dealing with the hell that you were afraid of. And as a result of that, they are suffering in these schools and on trains and everywhere. They're being attacked by blacks who cannot see because they have been lied to. They have been made to be angry. And they have no reason at all to be angry and or to blame anyone for. They can't see for their issues. They cannot see. They have been lied to. Each generation have been lied to by other white people and black people. They've been told that racism is holding you back, which is a lie. No such thing as racism at all. They're just made up words to manipulate and control. Keep you angry, you can control. And the violence in young blacks, make the violence in older blacks, the so-called people that fell for the civil rights thing, it made them look like a cakewalk. Because the violence in young black people today against white people is mind-blowing. And people won't mention it, or they're afraid to mention it because they're afraid of the attack, not knowing. Because if you were on that wall looking into the darkness by the light, you would see that there is no you that anyone can attack. There's no you. It's just all false self. And Christ came and overcame the false self so you can overcome it. Pick up your cross and walk. Follow me. Pick up your cross and follow me mean pick up your ego and die from it. In order to, every human being, in order to enter the kingdom of heaven within, while you live, you don't have to wait till you physically die. You got to die from the false self. Christ did it. He died from the false self. And you can do it too. And I know that. And yes, you in that darkness, we all do stupid stuff. But you can overcome the darkness and the stupid stuff within. You can't change your own nature, that old false nature in you. But if you pick it up and walk, the spirit of truth will change it, the dark nature. I was reflecting on, there are some of these things that I see happen to young white kids that is mind-blowing to me, that no one talks about it, that their family put them in harm's way. I don't, for the life of me, I do understand, but for the sake of the conversation, I'm saying I don't understand, but I do understand. Why would any white person send their daughter, or son or daughter, to a school that blacks attend? Why? You already know they're going to get beat up. They're going to get stomped on. And they get beat up by mobs or other black kids, and nobody does anything about it. And it's heartbreaking because these white kids haven't done anything. And today's 2026, I thought you're supposed to integrate and things are going to be fine. You're dating one another now. You're having babies with one another, mixed babies and all that mess. But why are you still fighting one another like this? And why do white parents sacrifice their own children to a school, even if the school was all white, and then they put integrated with blacks? You know that's going to change. Because these blacks for generations have been told that the white person is their problem, and they blame you. And they're going to beat your children up, and you let it. You send them to school or places where you know the blacks going to be so that they can get beat up. And I often wonder, what are the parents thinking when a child get home or they're in the hospital or they're dead and you hear, oh, your child got beat up by a black? Do you think, well, you know what? It's my fault. I should not have sent them to school. Especially if a black is there, if all white school, okay. But they don't. White parents don't even love their own children. They have fear, so they have no love. And they won't even defend their own children because they won't defend themselves. I have a couple of stories I want to show you here that's sad. And I'm using the word sad because these are innocent, meaning that they're young and they're trying so hard to live and get along with the blacks, not knowing that these black people don't care. They hate them. They don't care if you're liberal, conservative, Christian, or non-Christian, poor. All they see is whiteness, and they hate whiteness because they have not climbed the wall of the light so they can see in the darkness. So they hate white people, and especially this young generation of black people. They hate them worse than the older one because the evil in the older one have been passed down to the younger one, and evil get worse as you pass it along. As you get older in life, you get worse because you have not conquered evil. I want to show you this one story that it just blew my mind. You're going to see the young, what appears to be a white girl, at a library, according to the story, and these radical, angry black females approaches her, and they beat her down. And the girl seems so afraid she can't even speak. And then you're going to see there are other white kids right around her. They're afraid, too, of the black. They can't even help this young girl. Boys and girls cannot all join forces to help protect this young girl from these blacks. And these blacks are doing it because 70 years or so they've been told it's about slavery, it's about racism, it's about Jim Crow, it's about white supremacy. And they believe it. Their parents said it. The adults said it. And they believe it. And they don't know that their anger is coming from the mother and they're yearning for the father. So I can't blame them either because they can't see. Not that they shouldn't be punished for the crime that they're doing, but it's sad. This is a sad story to me from a Grok. The post, Okay, I got it. My camera light, my glass light went out. The post features a 31-second video from a U.S. high school library showing a young white woman being physically, just in my own word, taken down. Watch this from our ex. Look at her. She just in tears. She can't do anything.
Are we clear?
Look at the animals gather around her.
Are we clear?
Yeah.
Clear?
Jago.
Yeah.
Are we clear?
Girl, say you clear. Listen there. That's amazing to me.
Yeah.
Those are you blacks.
Are we clear?
Yeah.
Are we clear?
Yeah.
Clear?
Yeah.
Are we clear?
Girl, say you clear.
Girl, say you clear.
Amazing, huh? There are so many things that are amazing about this. We see it all the time now, the genocide effect. But so a couple of things. Do you know that when I was in high school down in Sweet Home, Alabama, I never even saw a fight. And I only had one. That was like only lasting a minute because another guy and I would fight over a bat who was playing baseball. I thought of my time to bat. He thought of his time. And that fight, they stopped that really fast because it wasn't really a beat down fight like that. I only saw fights between school kids when I went up to Gary, Indiana. I went there when I was finished the 10th grade and I was going into the 11th. So I went up there for a year and they elected the first black mayor because prior to that, everything was peaceful for the most part. And then they elected the first black mayor and the very next day, the fight broke out. The blacks were attacking the whites on the school bus, walking up and down the hall. I had a white friend because I was kind of afraid to hang out with the black. I had not seen the kind of violence. And I was black. But because blacks were not like this, this didn't even happen in black schools. I didn't see it when I would go to Montgomery or down to Hirschburg or Tuskegee or anywhere. And so I went to Gary, Indiana. They elected the first black male. And so I had this white friend that I made friends with in school. And he used to help me with my mechanical drawing. I didn't know how to do mechanical drawing. But anyway, the fight broke out. I mean, the blacks started attacking. They would be walking down the hall, and the white kids would be walking down the hall, and the blacks would just stop, or they'll keep walking. Walk right into the white kids if they didn't move about. Get out of the way. It has gotten worse. So a few things about this. Why would a white parent send their... This is at the library, according to the story. Why would a white parent send their white, young, innocent daughter thin, knowing that she's going to be attacked by some big, fat black kids? And these black kids, they run in mobs. They're like wild animals. Why would a parent send their children to a black school or where black kids are, knowing that this is going to happen? I want to know that. Why, Hake? Hake is white. Why would they send their children? I don't. What they say? Oh, you could go get beat up. It's all right. The blacks can't help it.
Brainwashing.
What do you mean?
The white parents are brainwashed. They don't care about their kids. They don't care about the schools. They don't care about what their kids are learning. They're brainwashed to think, oh, the whites are attacking the blacks, not the other way around, even though every day they see the opposite.
Right. They don't even see that happening. And then they call it white privilege. Blacks look like they had the privilege to keep butt for no reason. And they do it in mob. I mean, all those girls... One little girl. And so I'm wondering why people, why? What's wrong with you? You even sacrifice your children to evil because you're afraid to deal with evil within yourself. There was this young girl. Oh, so I'm wondering why do white people send their children to these schools? And then why don't somebody tell these young black kids, stop it. Drop this anger. These white, you've been lied to. Your anger is coming from your mama or your grandmama. You're yearning for your fathers. It had nothing. You've been lied to, black kids. Stop it. Work on yourself. Drop your anger. Why don't somebody tell the black kids this? It's going to get worse because this is evil. And no one is stopping it by the light. They're not loving one another. They hate. This is not love. And then they'll go to church and pretend they love God. No, you don't. You're lying. Because Christ, he died from being divided, and he became an individual, and he realized, you know what? We're all one. We're children of God. Behold, so you can see and love one another. It's not them. It's the spirit of evil, of darkness in them that's making them do what they do, so don't hate them. I want to remind you of another amazing story that stuck with me of a young Ukrainian refugee girl. She was, according to CBS Detroit, she was on a train. And she was stabbed. And you can see this young girl getting on the train, putting her head. She even, there was a black guy behind on the back seat. She sat on the front row. And she moved into the aisle because the seat nearest the aisle instead of the window because there was a black guy. She don't want to interfere. She just wanted to get off on what appears to be work. And this black guy, according to the story, got up and stabbed her in the neck. She didn't even know she had been stabbed. And all of a sudden, she like grabbed her, and then she fell over and died. By black. Watch this from CBS Detroit.
It's just before 10 p.m. on August 22nd, and 34-year-old DeCarlos Brown Jr. is seated on a Charlotte light rail train. Several other people are around him. According to officials, a few minutes later, the train doors open, and 23-year-old Arina Zarutska gets on and takes a seat in front of Brown. She's wearing what appears to be a work uniform, AirPods, and looking at her phone. But then, the unthinkable happens. You see Brown pull out what officials say was a pocket knife. He unfolds it, then stands up behind Zarutska.
Amazing.
What we aren't showing you is the moment where Brown then stabs Zarutska several times and walks away. Here you can see Brown trying to get off the train. And then a few people spring into action, attempting to save Zarutska. She would die from her injuries. Meanwhile, Brown, who has removed his hoodie, waits for the train to stop. And then you see him exit.
Officials say it appears that Brown and Zarutska did not know each other, and a motive for the stabbing remains under investigation. According to court documents, Brown has a criminal history dating back to 2011.
This is why they let the blacks out of prison and everything. They need them to do this. But think about this. This young girl, according to a report, is a refugee from Ukraine. and they're having that war over there, so a lot of people left. She has had a better chance of staying alive in a war zone than she does in America. Because it is a war zone in America. White people are being genocide. And what they didn't show you, you would see the young girl just kind of sitting there, and all of a sudden she grabbed her neck, appears to grab her neck, and she's just shocked. And then she fall over and die, appears to have died. That report was from September 8th, 2025. And you know what happens? Instead of the mayor of Charlotte being like, this needs to stop, this is evil. According to a report, she praised that media outlet that didn't report the story. Watch this from Fox News.
Police identified 35-year-old DeCarlos Brown as that suspect. He has a lengthy criminal history, are we shocked? Including 14 arrests on charges like armed robbery, assault, and making threats. The city's Democratic mayor is facing backlash for thanking media partners. We're supposed to act independently. Well, they're not journalists, whoever those partners are. And then she thanks community members who have, quote unquote, chosen not to repost or share the footage out of respect for Arena's family.
Amazing. Now, do you believe me when I say that there's a genocide in America upon white people? What else do I need to do to show you that this is true? And you elect black mayors and black politicians and black police, and this is what you got. This girl had a better chance of being alive today had she stayed in Ukraine and dealt with the war that's going on. Her young life has been taken. And this is why they let the blacks out of prison, no bail bonds or anything, because they need you to keep the chaos going. They need white people to be afraid. They need you to kill them, rob them, and rape them so that they can stay in what they call power, perceived power, and wealth. Look at the Democrats now, white and black Democrats. They don't care about American people at all. They're showing you, voters, that they don't care about you. They want to get back in, and they try to make sure you don't appreciate anything Donald Trump is doing for America. I want to show you another real fast because of time. And I'm encouraging you to wake up. Get over fear. Oh, man. My bad. Let me take a break, and then I want to show you this story. We're going to go right to calls and move calls. This is, black people were not this way when I was growing up, at least not in Sweet Home, Alabama. I realized in the cities they were that way, but not down in Sweet Home, Alabama. Black was civilized people, and they call this kind of action black excellence. What this guy did to that woman up in Accusa, they call that black excellence. I'll be back in a moment. Hate news is coming now, not the fake news. Back in a moment. I recommend you get a copy of my book, From Rage to Responsibility. I write about how the spirit of anger was taken away from me 29 years ago. I forgave my mother who tried to turn me away from my father, and I returned to my father, and through him, my father on earth, and through him, I was able to return to God. No man or woman can return to God unless you go through the Son. And men are sons of God. They may be weak, pathetic examples of it, but it's the spiritual order of life. God in Christ, Christ in man, man over woman, woman over children. So get From Race to Responsibility. I write about that. Go to my website, rebuildingtheman.com, for an autographed copy, or call 800-411-BOND and donate to my nonprofit, BOND, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. We are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man.
It's some serious mess going on in this old here world. This is the end of hour one of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Wednesday, January 7th, AD 2025-2026, and it is Black Excellence these first 2 hours here of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. The lines are full. JLP will be right back to your calls and more great stories, and we'll get to your super chats. But it is hate news, not fake news. Commie Nonsense Network, CNN reporting, the so-called Justice Department said that they have released less than 1% of their Jeffrey Epstein-related files, still reviewing more than 2 million documents. Sorting through the files is painstaking, with each one carefully checked to shield so-called victims' identities as supposedly required by law. And the Greenland takeover threat. The White on the Inside White House discussing options to acquire Greenland and has not ruled out the use of military force. Our greatest president, Donald J. Trump's interest in the Arctic island centers about its strategic and economic value. The self-governing Danish territory sits at a critical location between the United States, Europe, and Russia. Also believed to hold significant untapped resources, including oil, gas, and rare earth minerals, whatever those are. European leaders on Tuesday issued a joint statement denouncing the idea, saying Greenland belongs to its people, so they claim. Back in Washington, many lawmakers have warned that the administration's rhetoric on Greenland and NATO ally Denmark could strain so-called global alliances. Ooh. And today marks the one-year anniversary of the California wildfires, specifically the Palisades and Eaton fires that tore through Los Angeles, L.A. County, parts of it. Significant neighborhoods. Ridiculous. Reducing neighborhoods to ashes and upending the lives of thousands of people. The Palisades fire and Eaton fire killed at least 31 people, destroyed over 16,000 structures, and left communities reeling in grief. The fires rank as two of the three most destructive wildfires or fires in California's history. One year on, many residents of the fire zones have described their anger, frustration, and exhaustion as they cope with the fire's long-term impact on their lives. It's not just that. It's the so-called leadership. They're annoyed at Karen Bass and all these California Democrats who don't make things go smoothly for their rebuilding and all that. At the same time, many have shown remarkable resilience, says Commie Nonsense, as they navigate the complex process of rebuilding on burned lots. What a mess. Also a mess, Venezuela, but Trump is cleaning it up. In the days since the U.S. capture of Venezuelan so-called leader Nicolas Maduro, tensions have flared over control of the country's vast oil reserves. On Tuesday, our greatest president, Donald J. Trump, announced Wednesday that Venezuela will turn over 30 to 50 million barrels of sanctioned oil to the United States. It will be sold at market value for as much as $2.75 billion, with proceeds controlled by the United States. I heard that it's private companies have been robbed of their stuff. Private American companies were robbed of their oil by Venezuela under Maduro. A senior Trump administration official tells Commie Nonsense the oil has already been produced and will be shipped to the United States for refining. Analysts say the move could slightly lower oil costs, unlikely to have major impact on America's gas prices, so claim they. And it's supposedly flu season. Watch out. Make sure you get your sunshine, rest, drink water, a little exercise, eat right. Doctors' visits for flu symptoms have reached their highest level in 25 years, says Commie Nonsense and the CDC, Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Nearly all U.S. states are showing high or very high levels of flu activity, a variant called subclade K, they're saying. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP, Hour 2. ¶¶
to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up, stand up, stand up.
It's a uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773, 888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question, a doozy. A doozy. What's the difference between animal nature and human nature? What's the difference between animal nature and human nature? Isn't that like an amazing question? For the seekers, it's your fault if you don't seek. Because if you seek, I promise you, you'll find. But if you don't, you're not. It's just the way it is. It's just the way it is. Amazing. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about working out at the gym or doing whatever it is that you're doing, and you just can't sit making breakfast or whatever, you can podcast the show, but you can listen to it on your phone by calling the listen line on Talk Screen Live. Oh, no. I was just reading a text. But anyway. Sorry, Derek. I'll be like, I can't read and talk. What the? Hate put up a bunch of stuff. I'll be like, I'm supposed to be able to read all that and talk. But I'll get to it in a minute. Whatever you're doing, you can listen to the show. Podcast, where you're just making breakfast. Or you're white and you're taking your children to blacks, where blacks are at the school and get them all killed. You still on your way to school knowing that you sacrifice your children. Listen to the show. On your phone, or just working out at the gym. On your phone, by calling the listen line on Talk Stream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com. We're going to get to all your super chats. Buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. Or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Wednesday. And every Wednesday, this third hour now is Manhood Hour. But the first 2 hours are Black Excellent Hours. That was it. This is what I was growing up for in the good old days. This is Black Excellence.
This is now.
What's wrong with the blacks?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know.
Nobody can actually know.
There's no love in the blacks.
Everybody hates us.
No.
Not all, but most.
Right. So that's what's wrong with the blacks.
That's what's wrong with the blacks.
I love the black. Black Excellence. I do want to say not all, but most, right? The blacks. It's a spiritual battle. Why not wake up and deal with evil in you, and then you'll be able to handle evil in other people because you will understand. what's going on with them. I want you to just think about this. We're talking about genocide on white people because the people have been brainwashed. They have been angered. They have been made to be angry. And they're brainwashed. And now they hate white people. You think it's bad with the blacks toward the white and it, whites, and it is. But because that word racism, they have used the word racism so much, it start other people are using it against the whites too. Especially when they want to get away with doing wrong. Even over there in Minnesota, that's Minnesota where those Somalian people live, right? Yeah. Yeah, Minnesota. They are blaming the thievery of the blacks in Minnesota. They're calling that racist. Oh, white people are attacking us because we black. So even the other people coming into the country are being told, you can blame everything on the white people now. Mexicans, illegal aliens, everything. And they are attacking whites. It's a spiritual battle. I want to show you one more proof of that. What is this story, Jenna?
The killing of Irina Zarutska on the train.
Uh-huh.
When that guy, after that guy did it, as he was trying to exit the train, he was heard on video saying, I got that white girl.
Amazing. According yeah, I remember to, that now, according to the report.
Yep.
Everybody are using blacks. Well, all the people that want to be wrong, they're using whites. They're using the word racist, which is fake. It's not even real. It's good versus evil. It has nothing to do with colors. Isn't that amazing? It's not physical. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against spirits and principalities and wicked places inside of us. Every human being, all of us, I don't care if you're a preacher, lawyer, doctor, or just a factory worker or whatever, it's still spiritual. Evil is inside of you. And I want you to notice that when you believe the lie in you, the spirit of evil, and that spirit of evil tell you who you are and what you are and how you should be, and you believe it, you start acting that way. And then you start calling yourself that. And the more you call yourself that, the deeper you get into it. And then evil, the same evil that's inside of you, your mind telling you that who you are or who you're not and all that, is inside of other people. And they tell you that the same thing about yourself. Now you totally believe it. But it's all lies. You're not your body. You're not your thoughts. You're not your feelings. You're not your emotions. You're not your a drag queen or homosexual or lesbians or drug addict or a robber or a lawyer or a doctor or Indian chief. It's not who you are at all. You're not your color. But you've been lied to inside because you won't climb the wall to see that you're calling your enemies your friends and you're believing them. And they're ripping you off. Meaning they're ripping. You won't climb the wall inside of your mind, your home, and see who's stealing from you. You don't see who's stealing the thoughts, who is stealing your life. They won't let you live. And you're blaming others. And they're lying to you, tell you, I'm not doing that. There's somebody down the street doing it. Those poor people down the road stealing your life, stealing your furniture. It's not me. They're lying to you. I want to show you one more quick story, then I want to take some calls here. And not all, but as I said, this lie about white people being your problem, even the illegal aliens and others coming to our country, the white man's country who founded and built the greatest country on this side of the planet with the help of God. The illegal aliens are used the same thing, and they are going after the whites. If you just think about this, you've been told all your life as a kid, all your life, that the white people are your enemies. You're going to believe that in your mind, and then when you hear from others, you're going to naturally believe it. And what do you think the enemy is going to tell you to do when you're ready to a white, especially when they don't agree with you? That's your enemy. Destroy. Especially if you're on drugs and all that too, or you want to get away with crime. And you're going to believe it. Even the illegal aliens that are coming to the white man country use that to get away with things. Don't believe what the mind tell you about yourself, and don't believe what other people tell you about you. They don't know you. Believe what the truth tell you about you only. And the truth says that you're not those things. They tell you that you're not those things. And then the world confirmed that, yes, you are. You're this and you're that. And they encourage you to stay in hell. They can encourage a man to put on a dress and call him Susie. And he'll believe it because the thoughts tell him that. You're a woman. You feel like a woman on the inside. Don't you feel like a female? Oh, yeah, I do have those emotions. I do feel like a female. Put on a dress, call yourself Susie, and then go down to the hospital and tell them you want to change body parts. And then go to school so your teachers and everyone can tell you that's who you are. And then the evil in them confirm the evil in you, and you believe that is real. What a mess, huh? One other quick story, and James just mentioned it, the other story, right? And not all blacks, but this is not a black, I don't believe, hating white people, too. I told you white people are in a genocide in Mommy Africa and Europe and everywhere, especially in the white countries. This is from ABC 7, New York. A woman was set on fire and killed aboard a subway train in Brooklyn on Sunday morning. The 33-year-old suspect walked up to the victim while they were both riding the F train and used a lighter to ignite the victim's clothing. Watch this from Fox 5, New York.
Natasha, that's right. The victim, 57-year-old Debrina Kwam, police tell us that it was here in Toms River where she last lived in this senior living community. Now, as expected, neighbors shocked to hear that she was the victim of that senseless act of violence. The homeless woman who was burned alive in a subway car in Coney Island last Sunday morning. Now, police arresting 33-year-old Sebastian Zapeta, migrant from Guatemala, who entered the country illegally in 2018. They say he allegedly lit Kwam's clothes on fire. Police believed she was homeless and sleeping on the subway when she was set on fire. Zapeta has been charged with first-degree murder. It took some time, however, to identify the victim, and that's because her body was burned beyond recognition. They had to use fingerprinting and dental records as well as DNA testing.
Amazing, huh? Now do you believe in that white people are under genocide? I tried to warn you white people 35 years ago when I first started doing this work. Speak up. You're not to blame. It's not true what they're saying. You're not to blame. Oh, but I feel so bad for the blacks. Now the Guatemala people are doing it to you. And the Mexicans, and everybody, whenever the Somalians are blaming you. And you're afraid to say, no, it's not true. And then you put your children's lives in danger. The children become like the parents. If the parents are afraid, the kids are going to be afraid. But here's what I want to do, and then I want to take some calls. I mentioned that when I went to Gary, Indiana, Edison High School in Gary, Indiana. I was in the, going to the 11th grade. And so everything seemed to be fine because they didn't have a black mayor yet. They had white people running Gary, Indiana, and Gary, Indiana was amazing when white people were running. And then they elected a black mayor. What was his name?
I forget.
The first black mayor. And that's not important anyway. But and the very next day, all hell broke out for the whites because the black, all the anger and violence, like they were the land dormant until that mayor was elected. Richard Hatcher. Yeah, thank you. Richard Hatcher, the first black mayor of Gary, Indiana. All hell broke out. And when it happened that way, the white people just picked up everything they had. It looked like overnight they were all gone. My friend, his family just picked them up and they were gone. I had never seen, I was shocked because I had never seen that kind of violence before in anyone. And I know some black people are going to say, well, how about the Klansmen hanging the blacks? It wasn't like that at all. I'm sure that that did happen to a certain degree, but the black violence upon white people today, those KKK people look like angels because their violence was nothing. They weren't like hanging little children and all that kind of stuff. But anyway, so they left. And so it shocked me to see that kind of violence too. And so I left. I finished 11th grade at Edison High School in Gary, Indiana. And I went back to Alabama like, I'm out of here. My parents were like, where you going? I'm going back home. I'm going back to Alabama and finish high school down there. I can't stay in this environment. I'm not accustomed to this. I was afraid of the blacks because I'd never seen that before. In Alabama, that's all around me for the most of blacks. And this wasn't happening. I left and went back to Alabama and finished high school down there. And then because we had to leave at 18, you can't stay there. You're a grown man. You got to get out of here. Where I'm going? I don't know. I don't care. You leave it here. So I left at 18 because I was ready. I was prepared for it. At least I thought so. And I went back to Gary, Indiana, and got me a job at Endless Steel for 2 weeks. Made enough money because black, the parents didn't give you money like they do now. You had to earn it. And I bought me a ticket, came to California. And so lo and behold, I was telling Hake about this yesterday. And he reminded me when I told him my story about Gary, Indiana. And he was like, well, there are other whites and Jews who, when they were in school, they were attacked by the blacks as well. And so I just want to read off of you a couple of these names of the people who said that they were, according to them, according to the story, they were attacked by blacks too while in school, I guess. You ready, Hake?
Yeah.
Okay.
So notable public figures who experienced bullying or assault by black peers in school, according to Grok. Henry Rollins was one story that I'd remember hearing from Colin Flaherty.
Okay.
Remember the guy who wrote White Girl Bleed a Lot and Don't Make the Black Kids Angry?
He was amazing. May his soul rest in peace. That's him right there?
Yeah, he was a punk rocker guy.
What's his name?
Henry Rollins.
Oh.
And he's a liberal Jewish.
And he's claimed to be attacked by whites.
By blacks. Yeah,
over in school.
In Washington, D.C., attending school with mostly black students bussed in from other neighborhoods.
Amazing.
Constantly harrowing experience. Picked on for the color of my skin, he supposedly said.
Okay.
Adam Carolla, growing up in North Hollywood, California, in a rough public school, frequently beaten up by groups of black kids.
That's Adam right there.
Jumped multiple times. You've been on his show. He's been on your show.
Yeah. Amazing.
Adam Carolla. Another Larry David, the guy from Seinfeld and Curb Your Enthusiasm, mm-hmm. in his youth in Brooklyn, attending a predominantly black school, bullied and physically assaulted by black classmates, he said.
Amazing.
Rob Schneider, white Jewish actor, comedian guy.
Yeah, he's funny.
He grew up in San Francisco, described being the only white kid in a majority black elementary school, regularly beaten up and bullied by black peers for his ethnicity and appearance.
Amazing.
Eminem. You covered him in...
Eminem! Eminem was so traumatized, I guess, he became black.
Yeah.
He became rapper like a black, right?
The white rapper from Detroit, Marshall Mathers.
And he was bullied too?
Grew up in a predominantly black, low-income Detroit neighborhood. And he was frequently beaten up for his race and skinny build. Jumped daily, he described as being.
Amazing.
Including a severe assault that hospitalized him with a concussion and broken jaw. Joe Rogan. Newark, New Jersey.
Wow.
A majority black school in the 80s. Only white kid routinely punched, kicked, and targeted for his ethnicity. Recounted being beaten senseless multiple times. Group attacks. That led him to train in martial arts. Bill Burr, another comedian, white guy, Irish, grew up in Canton, Massachusetts. Bill Burr. I don't know if I have a picture of Bill Burr. Okay.
Oh, you don't?
Attended a diverse high school, physically bullied by black students, shoved into lockers, punched for being an awkward white nerd. And Tom Segura.
Amazing.
Tom Segura. Oh, there's Bill Burr.
Oh, there's Bill Burr.
Yeah. Sort of a funny guy sometimes.
Yeah.
Tom Segura, another comedian, podcaster, you were on his show. And L.A. public schools with heavy busing.
That's Tom?
Yeah, that's Tom Segura.
Oh, yeah, that is him. He was...
Broken bones and stitches beaten by groups of black kids.
At what school? I mean, what state?
Los Angeles.
Which state? Really?
He was known as the... Targeted as the soft white kid in a rough environment.
Amazing.
He says that built his dark humor.
Wow.
That's all according to Grok.
That's it?
Yeah.
That's amazing. So this has been going on for a while, and it got worse because no one did anything about it. You didn't tell the blacks to drop their anger. It's not true what they've been told. They need to love and not hate. And you didn't tell the whites, hey, you got to, I'm not going to send you to those schools anymore. You got to, I'm not going to put your lives in danger like this. And look what's happened. So this has been going on for a while, and it's only gotten worse. And that's what happens in your mind, too. Evil get worse inside of you. And likewise, it get worse outside of you, inside of others, and nothing but destruction. I don't know if I will ever forget the young girl from Ukraine. Just get, according to the story, sitting on a bus. Can you show her picture there, Nick, what she showed me when she was... balled up on her seat there. That's her right there. She's like, she doesn't even know what's going on with her. Look at that. That's her and the black guy who been accused of stabbing her in the neck. The young girl just sitting there relaxed on her iPhone. You better not be on that phone in the public anymore. Y'all better be careful. And he stabbed her in the neck. She's like, what's going on here? And then she holds her neck and tumble over and die. Appears to die. And this is called black excellence. And not all are like this. Not all, but most. Not all blacks, but most. Now the illegal alien and everybody else doing the same thing. One quick story. I was working out at the gym the other day. And a white guy, I think he told me he was about 60-something. He said to me, we were talking about the New Year's thing, Happy New Year and all that. He like, oh, I just retired. I was a businessman, and I've traveled all around the world. And I realized I am grateful to be an American. I'm grateful that I have white privilege. I have white privilege. I'm so grateful for that. I said, that's amazing. And he like, how was your year? How are you? I said, it was amazing. It was the best year of my whole life since being on the planet. It was the best year. And I'm grateful to be an American. I'm grateful to be alive. I'm grateful that my parents taught me to work, my grandparents to work and be responsible for myself. And I've gone through life, and I've known that nobody can stop me from doing what I want to do or go where I want to go in life. And it had nothing to do with my color. It had nothing to do with privilege. I said it was because I was taught differently growing up. I was taught to be independent. I can't help myself. And all of a sudden, his story changed about the white privilege stuff. He's like, yeah, you're right. My parents taught me the same thing. And all of a sudden, he left the white privilege thing out, and he talked about being independent. Because he said he was poor. He didn't grow up with a lot of money or anything, but his parents taught him to work. From the old school, right? They taught him to work and to be responsible. And you didn't look for handouts and things like that. And all of a sudden, he realized there was no white privilege. And so I wonder, as I left the gym, I wonder, did that man tell me that about white privilege because I'm black and he thought that I would be thinking that? It was an amazing story, an amazing change of reaction without me having to really confront him about what he had said. It's a spiritual battle, folks. It's inside of you. It's inside of each individual. You are your world, and what you're thinking and feeling is inside of you. It's not outside. And only the spirit of truth can change that. But you got to seek it to find it, and it will take over. What are you giving me now, hey?
There is another train story, train fire story.
Oh,
there's
yeah.
There's been so many, right?
Right.
Back in November, 26-year-old Bethany McGee was allegedly doused with gasoline. The black guy from Chicago, 50 years old, allegedly, forget his name. He doused her with gasoline and then lit her on fire. She's survived so far, but she was severely burned on like over half her body, her face and body. And he had been arrested, according to the White House, over 72 times in Chicago. And he was still walking around free to do that. And so she was hospitalized and in critical condition as of December 18th, per Wikipedia.
That's amazing.
A white, young, gentle spirit woman.
But genocide is happening. Y'all can believe it if you want or not. It's up to you. The genocide is happening in your mind, and it's happening outside of you, inside of other, against white people. And white people have nothing to do with it at all. Lawrence Reed was his name?
Yeah.
I'm sorry?
Yes.
Okay. The suspect. Will from San Francisco, California. Will, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse, how's it going?
All is well, Will. That will be done.
Yeah, I'm going to let you go to break and then I'll hold on.
Okay. I'll take a quick break, folks. Back in a moment. So, here's what I recommend. I invite you to download my silent prayer, and I want you to start doing it. You just download it, get the points of how to do it, and then after a while, you just do it on your own. It's going to point you in the right direction that your life will be returned to you from God. He will give you your life back because anyone and all people who has anger, they're not themselves. You are the person that you are angry at. That's why it's so important to get to know yourself so that you can see who you're angry at. And if you're doing the hooping and hollering prayers and things like that, some people get up, oh, praise the Lord, hoop and holler, bless my mama, bless my daddy. Continue to do it. Do both. You will see if you want to stay with the hooping and hollering or do you want to be still and know God. So my gift to you, no charge, at rebuildingtheman.com/church. Okay, welcome back. 888-77-JESSE. Brand new episode of The Fallen State this Friday, if the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise. A brand new episode of The Fallen State. Brand new. I had an amazing, funny, but interesting discussion. with George Reister, I believe, the third. Is that right there? Reister the third. He is a former NFL player and the host of the Unafraid show. Watch this. Oh, you don't have it? Okay, I'll come back to that. Let me know who you get it. We have a brand new episode of Punchin' TV today at 2 p.m. Okay. Check it out. Brand new episode of Punchin' TV at 2 p.m. Pacific time. You don't want to miss it. Punchin' TV. And then support us. Donate. RebuildingTheMan.com/donate or call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663, or you can mail in or check our money order at P.O. Box 35090, L.A., California, 90035. That's P.O. Box 35090, L.A., California, 90035. 35, or you can scan QR code to support Barn. I appreciate it, and thank you all for helping us to help others as well. Let me just quickly show you this Fallen State teaser where I talked to George Reister III, a former NFL player. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
Does she obey you?
That's not the dynamic of our relationship. She's an educated woman, too. Oh my God.
Would you want some woman on your football team?
If she's the best person to make me win football games, I do not care.
Really?
Like, no.
Does your mama know you think this way?
Yeah.
Your father knows it?
Absolutely.
What the? You speak very well and you're black.
Black men are well read.
Amazing.
Amazing.
It was amazing. TheFallenState.tv, and you can support The Fallen State, become a member there on the YouTube channel, or locals.com, jesseleepeterson.local.com. Thank you all. Let me go to Will out of California. Let's go for it, Will.
What's going on, Jesse?
All is well.
Good to talk to you.
Thank you.
Awesome, awesome. Boy, our year got started off with a bang, didn't it?
I'm sorry?
Our year got started off with a bang, didn't Trump did his old snatch and grab out of Venezuela.
He is amazing. Thank God for Trump.
Right?
Yeah.
Thank God for Trump, man. I mean, I'm sure all those Venezuelans are celebrating, too. I think he put the world on notice with that one.
Yeah. Yeah, you know? He did. We are back.
That's right. It's like, it reminded me of Teddy Roosevelt going all those islands, just taking all the islands for the U.S. back in the day.
That's when
just like,
boys were boys and men were men. I hear now that it looked like he's going to take back that little town. What's that called, James? The little area?
Greenland?
Yeah, Greenland.
It's not
that that's
little.
A big area, huh? Really.
Big area.
Yeah, it
when I saw
big
it on
area.
The news, it looked like a little hut houses around.
Yeah, you don't have big cities there, I don't think.
Little hut houses. No, man. You know, I think he's going to get it. He's going to call it Trump Land. We're going to call it Trump Land.
I'm telling you.
Like it'd be an amusement park.
It's amazing to me what he has been able to do in such a short time, too. He has only been there for 1 year, and he's done more in 1 year to make America great than the average president does in 8 years. And it's just...
Yeah, I know.
It's really mind-blowing to see it.
Well, you know, it's such a stark difference, too. I mean, that dude's always out there. He's always doing interviews. I mean, you saw Joe Biden like once every 3 weeks or something, and he'd just kind of bumble out there and just flobber around. It's yeah. Like he didn't really say anything to anybody or do anything ever.
Yeah.
It's just good to see this. Like, this is what a U.S. president is supposed to be. You know, this is what... You know, the old school ones were doing. They were expanding the United States. They were, you know, it's like Stephen Miller was on the interview the other day. He's just like, you know, we're a superpower, and we're going to expand our influence in this hemisphere.
Yeah.
That's what we're supposed to be doing.
Right. Absolutely. It really yeah. is. You're absolutely right. Amazing.
Yeah. For sure. I just real quick, I want to thank you once again, as I've done many times. And I just got like three little things that just like constantly are with me, man. I got like a new job over the past, like, winter season. And, I haven't been able to watch you guys as much because I work in the afternoons. I'm kind of sleeping in the mornings. But it's just like stuff that has really just like changed my mentality and my way of thinking about things. And it's just this whole not identifying with anything.
Yes.
That's huge for me now. It's essential to not identify as stuff so you don't overreact to things all the time. And you don't take offense to being this or that or being called this or that or whatever. You know, it's like that's huge for me. And it's the whole dropping all the thoughts. It was essential for me in getting this new job. And like the advice you give people all the time of just like do the next right thing, don't overthink it, just kind of let life happen. That was huge for me. I was in this kind of like dead end, kind of stuck in a rut job, but I didn't overdo it. I didn't like overstep. I just kind of let God make the path for me. You know what I mean?
Amazing.
And it was just, it's just like your words of wisdom every day really helped me. Cause like, I didn't jump to like the first opportunity I saw. I just let the right one come to me. And then I kind of got a better job. I got out of that situation. It was just, it's just been way, way good. And it's like, you really helped me, kind of settle my mind, with the approach that you have, that you preach every day.
Are you practicing keeping your mind where your body is?
Absolutely,
so
sir.
You're practicing being aware. You're doing it inside the prayer, right?
Yeah, and that's like an everyday, every moment kind of thing for me.
Yes.
You know, it's like even when I'm like at work and like I get asked by my boss to do something, and I, you know, sometimes the thought will come up, is like, should I do that? Is this the right thing to do? Da da da. I don't even like let those thoughts go any further than that. I just kind of shut that down. I watch that, and I go, no, you just do your job. You do what right you're on. Supposed to do.
Yep.
You just live right in the moment, and you don't think about it. You just do what's right. You know, and it's amazing. Like those things are essential, man. And it's like if young men and just in general would just like grasp what you're saying and stop living in their thoughts and living in their head, man, just thank you again just for what you do every day. Because I mean, people really start to grasp what you're saying about like calming that mind down.
Yeah.
Watching their thoughts. Bro, things change in your life like so dramatically.
It really does. And so I will. You stay with it, man, and just practice staying present, and it's just going to get clearer. It will become clearer and clearer and clearer, and you will allow life to just happen through you, and you will take no credit for it because you would know it's not you. Something That's else right. is driving you, and it's causing you to have an amazing life.
That's right. That's God. That's God working His magic, man.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes, sir. You know, so I appreciate you, and you know, shout out to the Bond crew. I'm gonna catch y'all whenever I can.
Yes.
But just once again, just thank you for your words of wisdom and changing my life, brother.
Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. And I really wish you well this year.
Yes, sir, and I wish you well, too, and I wish our country well and Trump well.
The great white hope.
The great white hope and the great black hope, preaching the words of wisdom every day.
Thank you, man. You stay with it. And good to hear from you.
All right, brother. You too, brother.
All right.
Have a good one.
Bye. Amazing. All you have to do is stay with it and let go. I am tired of living this way. I'm never going to try to do this again. I'm letting go. Let go. That's all you got to do. You can't change yourself. You know nothing, and you can do nothing. But there's something greater above that will come down, make a home in you, and do it for you. Jerome is out of New Jersey. Jerome, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse.
Hey, Jerome. Happy I'm sorry?
I said happy Wednesday.
Oh, thank you, man.
So a lot of conversation about black people today. Why don't you just take it easy on black people?
What do you mean?
I just hear it's been, you know, for the past hour and a half, it's been, you know, black people this and black people that and white people, y'all got to stop associating with the blacks. Like, just be nice to black people. They don't, they go through enough. They don't need all this.
And when you say they go through enough, what do you mean? What do you say? What are they going through that is enough?
All of this black fatigue, and we tired of black people, and you know they need to go home and get out of our country. Like, and we don't need you to add on to that.
Who's telling them this?
Everybody, white. I mean, literally every other race but black people, and now even black people too, because you have black people like you that are telling them this.
When you say did you hear me say not all, but most of the blacks, right?
Yeah, but even when you say
did
most,
you hear me say that? Like,
but when you say most,
did you hear me say that?
Most? Yeah, I'm acknowledging that I heard you say it. I'm saying that. Why did you say
you heard
most
me
black
say
people?
What?
Jesse, why did you say most black people?
When I say not all, but most, when I say not most, you heard me say not most, right? But I mean not all, but most, right?
Yeah, I'm saying yes. I heard you
when
say
you
that.
Say
I'm asking why
nice
do you say most
them,
black people?
Because it is most. When you say nice, be
but
nice
where are
to
you
the
most
blacks.
From?
When you say be nice to the blacks, what is better to show them how to return to love, or to not show them?
Is that what you're doing?
Which is better, to not show them how to return to love, or to show them?
Honestly, I don't know, because I don't know what you're trying to do.
So you don't know which is better, to show them how to return to love or not show them?
I think it's better to show them how to return if that's what you're doing, but that's not what you're doing.
And what am I doing?
You're attacking them.
So when I tell them they've been lied to by their parents and their so-called leaders and this idea about racism and all that, that's not showing them how to return to love?
Oh, yeah, I agree with that. But my point
when
is
when I tell them that they have, they can't blame anyone for their issues because the issues are inside of them and the issues start at the home, and to stop blaming, is that love?
I'm not talking about that, Jesse.
Is that love?
I'm not talking about that.
Is that love? You said you didn't know what I was doing. I'm asking you, is that love?
I heard that. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about it. You tell me, Jesse.
You don't know that. You don't know if that love or not.
No, I'm not talking about that.
Is that love?
On your show, and you say that black people are stupid, dumb, retarded.
Is that love or not?
You tell me. You don't want saying it.
All right, Jerome. Thanks for your call. Amazing. Super chat.
Super chats.
On Bond, a monthly supporter on the YouTube channel, Adlib Queen says about this past church service, excellent service. Happy New Year over the weekend. I got really caught up in my thoughts. Started thinking about next steps, getting in my head about upcoming work. Good. Thank goodness I turned this on, and it literally snapped me out of it. I felt depressed, started thinking about strategies about how not to be depressed, possible relocation, buying a new house. What a mess. Get thee behind me,
mess.
Satan. Love you, Jesse. Heart.
Love you, too. Stay with it, all right? When you get caught up and you sound like you've done it, just come back. Hey, I'm in my head. I'm thinking all this crazy. This stuff, it's not me thinking about these crazy ideas going through my head. Come back to present. You'll be fine. Don't judge it. Don't do anything, but come back to present. Amazing.
Eric, 5 coffees on buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. There's no hurt in life, JLP.
Amazing. Thank you. Thank you for your support.
3 from Soul Conscious. Jesse, I asked a beautiful lady, would she obey if we were to get married? Would she obey me? She said no, so I ran. Thank you, JLP.
That's right. The moment she said no, get up and walk away. Thank you.
On Cash App, Bond JLP. On Cash App, Kevin S., Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Thank you.
Skip Laug, let's shoot the new year off with a bang with the big bucks. Buckle up hands and donate chew. Too much punchy coffee dismounting. Very generous on the Jesse Lee Peterson YouTube.
Thank you very much. Amazing. Thank you all, Kevin and everyone, for your support.
Thank you, Kevin. Thank you, Skip Laug.
Yep.
And Kid Lord Skip. Spike Protein with a couple of big stickers. One is a transforming looking thing, and the other one says super effective, and it's a controller with a cool angry face.
Amazing. Thank you.
Mr. Pink Builds, a JLP show member, Will called in. Jesse B. paraphrasing Christ, just another day. Shout out to Bond Crew, Snake Pit, and the legend and master, JLP.
Thank you. Amazing.
Anthony L., behind the scenes sticker.
Nice. Thank you.
King Alpha Nerd bought a coffee. Were those friends that was stealing from the rich man black? Man, I tell you, black fatigue has been a thing for a long time now.
I'm starting to hear that more and more. Amazing. Thank you.
Sion, good morning, Jesse and everyone. Today is believed to be the real Jesus' birthday. And after fasting from dairy and any type of meat we celebrate today, we break our fast. Happy birthday, the Savior. Party horn emoji with confetti and a gift.
Amazing. Thank you, Sion. I noticed that no one really seemed to know the exact birthday of the Christ. And he didn't seem to make that a big deal. So, but right on, that must be African thing.
Must be.
Like today is the birthday. What, Christmas past, what else? Thank you,
Although, remember the Armenians had January 6th Christmas?
Oh, is she Armenian? No, she's not Armenian.
I know, but they're all the same over there.
Oh, thank you. Amazing.
Stephen on Cash App donating, Stephen R.
Thank you, Stephen. Amazing.
Kevin, Merry New Year. Very generous on Cash App.
Merry New Year, and thank you all for your support.
And thank you, guys. I do believe that is all for now.
Amazing. Thank you all very much. Amazing. Let me go to Washington State and talk to Stetson. Stetson, you are on the air.
Hello, Jesse. Thank you for taking my call again.
Yes, sir.
And for everything you do, I happened to watch that video about that girl in that school yesterday. And that was pretty intense. And then we were talking about fights in high school. And I remember my freshman year before football practice, we used to have fight club where we would fight each other, but it was in a controlled environment. And if things got out of hand, we would call the fight off. And we actually had lookouts for our coaches because our coaches wouldn't allow us to do this. But
Yeah. It
like built up our toughness. And it was just like in that controlled environment where like we're not going to let somebody like completely pulverize somebody, but we're going to let the fight go. And we were freshmen in high school doing that. And now it's just like looking at the NFL today and how these guys are just flopping around and all the flags going on. And just kind of thinking like what happened? I mean, we go from like that mentality, and this was 20 years ago, of wanting to fight, wanting to play, wanting to hit. And now it's like today, everybody's trying to find a way to get a flag and they're just flopping on the field like NBA players. And it's just like, what happened to all the rules? And then you look at who's in charge of all the rules now and all that type of stuff. And like, once you get women involved in that type of stuff that have never played the sport, they don't understand. And that's how it trickled down and you can see it. And it's kind of sad to see that, how it's turned into and how it's just kind of gone through all of society into everywhere. And like one of the things that kind of brought me to calling you today is I took my CMA test, and it's equivalent to a CPA test, and I've been studying since September. And I go in there and the first thing that I see in there is a lady in her hijab, and I felt uncomfortable. And I know you're talking about feelings and everything, like, hey, I'm here in a controlled environment. We're not supposed to be wearing this type of clothing.
Yeah.
Like, because there are rules and we have to follow these rules to go in and take this test. But she gets away with it because it's like her freedom of religion. And I'm like, okay, that's not my problem. I'm here to take my test. So I go in there and take my test. I'm allowed to use a calculator. Well, this lady says that I can't use it. And I'm like, no. According to the rules, I get to use my calculator. Well, she has the wrong rules. And I don't want to cause a scene because I've been studying since September for this test. And she's got the keys to let me in. And I'm like, I can't cause a scene because... And then she just told me about how she just wrote somebody up. And I was like, okay, don't cause a scene. But I was in the right. And then I go in and I take this test. And I'm trying to get all of this out of my mind.
Jesse, hold on for me. Let me take a quick break, all right? 888-77-JESSE. The hate news is coming, not the fake news. One more hour to go. Back to your calls right after this break. I'm going to move calls. Manhood Hour is coming up now. I'll be back in a moment. Steve, thank you for calling and thanks for holding. How have you been helped by the show?
I'm going to tell you this. I believe you might go down in history as one of the greatest, if not the greatest, black man that ever lived on planet Earth, as far as I'm concerned. I don't know anybody before you that's been that great. You know, freeing the slaves is one thing, but you've been freeing people of their mind, which matters, it should be anyhow, to you more than anything else, because with the mind not being right, there ain't nothing else going to happen right anyway.
If you can doubt every thought... Because you're not your thoughts. If you can doubt every thought, knowing that you're not your thoughts, you don't create them, they're not from God, that they're from the deceiver, the great deceiver, Satan. If you can doubt every thought, you can be free just like that. At an instant, bring every thought into captivity. It's so amazing.
A whole lot of mess going on in the world. This is the end of hour two already of Black Excellence Wednesday, this January 7th, AD 2026. There is one line open. You can call in right now, even during fake news on fake news, and JLP will be right back to your calls. We'll get to more of your super chats. We do see them coming in, guys. Thank y'all. And more great stories, hopefully. After the J.S. Lee Peterson Show, The Hake Report, and then American Anchor, baby. And then today, 2 p.m. Pacific, 4 Central, 5 Eastern, Punchy TV is back at long last. Nice. Happy New Year, y'all. I guess we're not supposed to say Happy New Year anymore. Per Larry David, who got beat up by blacks in school as a kid. Commie Nonsense Network, CNN reports about that subclade K, so-called flu. Subclade K. Health officials are urging vaccinations. I disclaim, okay? I neither condemn nor endorse vaccinations to reduce the risk of severe illness, particularly for the old folks, I guess they say sometimes. Although current vaccines may provide only partial protection since subclade K flu began spreading over strains after strains were chosen already for this year's flu shots. The CDC estimates at least 11 million people have had the flu this season, 120,000 been hospitalized as a result, and 5,000 have died. And Brown University, remember that shooting that took place last month? The suspect in last month's shooting at Brown University and the subsequent killing of the MIT professor admitted to the attacks in a series of short videos authorities recovered from an electronic device, so said officials on yesterday. He did not offer a motive nor apologies for the attacks in the videos that he made. In the chilling remarks, the suspect said he had been planning the attack for more than 6 semesters. That's a long time. Two students, Ella Cook and Muhammad Aziz Umurzokov, they died in the campus attack, while Nuno F.G. Loureiro, pardon my butchering of his name, Loureiro, an MIT professor, was fatally shot in his home near Boston. The device with the videos was not, it was found in a storage facility, that storage facility where the authorities located the suspect's body after he died by suicide, they call it, which is liberal for committed suicide. There are dogs that are out there who are trained to sniff, trained to sniff out mold, trained since puppyhood. They can locate mold quickly and accurately. Kind of cool, huh? And what a shame, I guess. I don't know. Oscar-winning actress, or actor, if you're Hassan, Nicole Kidman, and Grammy-winning singer Keith Urban, officially divorced now after 19 years of so-called marriage. Rest in peace to that marriage, I guess, or congratulations. Get yourself a Cameo. Go to cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson for your divorce greeting. And the Trump administration is withholding funds for so-called families from 5 Democrat-led states over fraud concerns. 5 states, California, Colorado, Illinois, Minnesota, and New York, been targeted because specific targeting because the Department of Health and Human Services said they have been notified. They oversee this program for, so-called needy families. They will require states to provide extra documentation to access the funds. The administration has not laid out details about the fraud allegations. Federal child care funding, so-called, on hold in Minnesota since late last month amid the investigation into a series of alleged fraud schemes at daycare centers run by people with family roots in Somalia. In the fallout, HHS officials said no state, this is according to far-left AP, okay? No state will receive child care funds without providing more verification. They don't know what to do. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP. Manhood Hour, Hour 3. ¶¶
got to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I think I just said that. We're also uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. Good morning. It's the third hour of the show today already, and you can get involved by calling 888-775-3773, 888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question is a doozy. What's the difference between animal nature and human nature? What's the difference between animal nature and human nature? Amazing questions. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show, JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about and you just can't sit and watch the show, you got to do what you got to do, right? We're on heard around the world, so different time zone. You can podcast and you can still listen as it is happening on your phone by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate to have your comments read out loud, and we are going to get to your super chats, go to JesseLeePeterson.com. Cameo.JesseLeePeterson for a personal shout out. No, that's not it. Buy me a coffee. I guess nobody around here seems to know either. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk or JLP Talk. Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. Amazing. My bad. I was rushing. What now? It's the third hour of the show today. And every third hour, we have been making an attempt to point people back to the Father. God in Christ, Christ in man over woman, and woman over children, being led by the man. So it is manhood hour. What is a man? What is a man? Man.
It's an adult man. Human male.
Manhood. Hillary or President Trump?
I voted for Hillary Clinton.
Beta. Beta male. A man is a male who turned to man. Alpha male. Live right, be right, and lead the way.
Assalamu alaikum. My name's Peggy Flanagan. I am the Lieutenant Governor of Minnesota, and I'm really honored and humbled to be here with all of you today.
Blink if you need help.
I am incredibly clear that the Somali community is part of the fabric of the state of Minnesota.
Okay, please blink four times. We'll save you.
I will continue to stand with the Somali community to be with you and to do all I can to return the friendship.
What's good, all my friends?
and community that the Somali community has shown me.
Help me!
Thank you so much.
That was amazing. The anchor baby put that together. She looked like she would be in hell hostage, and they made her put on the Allah Ubar clothes. Amazing. Let me go quickly back to Stetson out of Washington State. Stetson, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Okay, yeah. So I guess like the biggest question for me is, should I continue to pursue this CMA certification that would help get me a better job? But then I'm thinking about it now. It's just the way that the world is, and I don't want to make money and then the government take it away just to give it away to other people. And then like the system that I'm going into is just the same system that I left. So would I be insane to think that like, if I get this certification that these people will accept me into these jobs when I can't even get a regular job because of how I work, because I show up and I work and I push people. And a lot of people, they don't like to be pushed. So I'm like, okay, well, we're not going to get along. So now it's just like, maybe I just go do my own thing at this point, because the whole system of like going to school, getting the certification, working for a company, making money, and then the government just forces it and takes it away, and then they just give it away. And I'm like, okay, what are we doing here? Like, what am I doing here? Like, I feel like I would be insane to continue to pursue this, knowing that this is where it's going to eventually go.
What type of license are you trying to get? Permit you're trying to get?
It's a certified managerial accountant, so it's similar to like a CPA.
Oh, okay.
So I can go into
if
organizations.
If you start your own business, would the government still take taxes from you?
They can.
And what will happen with those taxes that they take away from you if you start your own business? What will happen with those taxes?
Those taxes, they would take that money and then they would give it away.
And so if you got a job, the kind of job you wanted, and they take the taxes and give it away, you do a business. I mean, I don't know what's the difference. You can't help that right now.
That's true. But what I've learned is how you classify items as your own business, and learning about all this internal stuff and like how people make a bunch of money and don't pay any taxes, and it's learning all of these internal deductions that you can do for personal expenses through your business. And I'm learning all this like, oh, so this is how people are skating by, not paying their federal taxes, and they're owning their own businesses.
But why if you want to start your own business, why haven't you started your own doing taxes business for folks?
That's what I'm thinking right now. That why don't I just do this myself?
I'm asking, why haven't you already done that, started that?
Because I've been afraid to do it because I didn't think that I could do it. And now that I know that, yes, I can do this, there's nobody stopping me. It's just myself.
And why were you afraid?
Because everybody has told me, like, you can't do this, or like, this has been a failure, like, you need to pass this in order to do this. I'm like, okay, like, or you don't know enough. And it's just everybody that's been telling me this, I'm like, okay, I guess I can't do this. And then all of a sudden, where I'm at now in life, it's like, wait, I can just figure this out on my own, because it seems like everybody else is figuring this out on their own. And
why
nobody really
are you believing those thoughts, those lies in your head and coming from other people? Why don't you just live your own life?
That's where I'm realizing this right now. It's the continuous process. Like, I thought I knew, I guess I did it. Now that I'm learning, I'm like, okay, I don't need to listen to them. I need to listen to whatever's going, wherever I'm being directed, not from other voices. That it's just,
are you working on yourself?
Oh, yes.
Are you staying present? You're doing the silent prayer?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Well, just do the silent prayer, because whether you go with the job thing or your business, the government is still going to take taxes from you, and they're going to do what they're going to do with it no matter what. And so if you become your own world and live from that world, You cannot be affected from the world by the world outside of you, inside of others. It won't affect you at all.
Yes, and that's where I had the struggle with was when I went and took that test, is because I was inside of my own world and I was not ready for the outside world, and it just came in and it threw my whole mind out, and I.
But you're not inside your own world if it has an impact on your life like that. You're in thoughts. You're not in your own world.
And that's what it hit me on that test day. And everything that I studied for the last 4 months just went out my brain, and I couldn't grab on anything. Like, I know nothing. And I was like, I'm not in the right place. Like, I did this for the wrong reasons, and I'm realizing that at this moment. And it's like, okay, I need to go back and rethink or undo whatever I thought I was, because I was in the wrong thought process, and that's where I was at.
Where are you now as far as thought process? Where are you now?
I have no idea. I'm empty again. Just like the business idea is about the only thing that I can think of. That's it.
And are you sure about that?
No.
So why don't you do what you want, of course, but why not go with the job thing until you can see the next thing to do?
Yes.
That was a question.
Why not?
Why don't you go with the job thing until you can see the next thing to do? Because you're running now, and when you're running, you're going to always make the wrong decision.
Yes. And that's the thing. Like, I'm idle, and I don't know what to do with my idle time. I'm trying to get a job. I'm trying to study. Nobody will hire me. I go in and give applications, and I'm like, I don't understand.
Why you won't? They won't hire you?
That's a great question. I don't know. I go in there. They say they need work. I fill out an application. I bring it in the same day, and I don't get a call back.
And when you ask them,
do I need to go in?
When you ask them why, can they tell you why they didn't give you a job? What do they say?
That's where I'm at. I was like, do I have to go down beating on their door and be like, hey, do I need a follow up with you? You said you needed workers. I gave you my number. I fill out a resume. I gave you my application. Do I have to keep on hounding you for work?
Well, don't do it like that. You go in and find out.
Yeah.
How you want to see
what the status is.
Yeah, what the status of your application. Why not do it that way?
That's why I have a time, because like, they said they needed work, and I figured, like, okay, well, here it is. I'll let you decide. And now I'm sitting here, I'm like, well, okay, I don't know what to do now.
But
besides going down there and be like, what's going on with the application?
Well, yeah, don't say what's going on, but ask
what's
the status of it at this point.
In a polite way, correct?
Yeah, yeah.
So, okay, yeah, it was just like, that was kind of it. I'm like, I don't know, because if I continue on with this mentality of like, if I go get this job, and I'm already thinking like 10 steps ahead, and all of a sudden everything blew up right in my face.
So why you're not doing the silent prayer so you can press the stand out of your head? Why you're not doing that?
So I'm doing it in the morning and the night. I'm doing it and I'm staying present. I even tried doing the silent prayer during the test to quiet my mind, but there are times where it is just, it's so overpowering, and I'm trying to silence my mind.
Are you doing this? Are you doing the silent prayer every morning, every night?
Yes.
And are you practicing being aware of those thoughts and just come back to your body, be aware of your body?
Yes.
So why are you having a rough time there?
Because they escape from me, and I have to try and like let that go, because I am in my own world, but trying to not let.
You're not in your own world. You're in the world of darkness.
You're right. Okay.
Why don't you relax in that, and when those thoughts, you don't catch those thoughts, and you finally realize you're in thoughts again. And just bring your mind back to your body. Become aware of your body, but don't put your effort into it to try to make it change. You can't do it. You got to let go and let the light inside of you do it.
Correct. Because I'm trying to force myself to change and force myself to be silent instead of accepting it.
But why are you trying to force yourself to do that?
Because I want it so bad.
Then if you want it so badly, let go and don't want for anything, you'll have it.
It is. That you're right. That's exactly what it is. So, all righty. Well, thank you so much for your words of wisdom.
Calm down and just relax.
Yeah.
Of ourselves, we can do nothing. And of ourselves, we know nothing. We got to let go and let the light, the spirit of truth, will change it for you. And for a while, you will get caught up in them because you're so accustomed to living with them, thinking that they were you all these years. Now you got to realize they're not you, or just don't fight it and let the light fight for you.
You're right. I need to stop fighting it and just thinking that I'm releasing it and fighting it at the same time is running circles in my mind. So,
and who is doing the fighting?
There's nobody up there. I know where you're going with this, and there's nothing inside there to fight. It's just that nonsense voice.
Stop listening to it, man. But and yeah. Don't judge. Just realize, I'm in a thought. Come back to it, to your body. Become aware of your body or something in the present, and you'll be fine. Keep it simple.
Correct. I'm making it more complicated and overreacting over nothing.
Yeah.
So you're 100% correct. I need to let go and be more present.
Yeah.
More so than I am. I'm trying to force being present when I just need to let it go.
You can't force it.
No, exactly. You can't force it to let. You can't force to let anything go.
You couldn't force yourself to overcome the darkness. And you can't force the light to work in you. You can't force yourself to see.
No. And I've tried. I've tried forcing myself to be silent, and it just doesn't work.
So relax, man.
So I know I need to relax.
Of yourself, you can do nothing.
Correct. All righty. Thank you. That's all I needed.
All right,
buddy. Deep breath and relaxation. Thank you very much for your time and everything you do.
You're welcome.
Hey, have a great day.
All right, bye. It's Manhood Hour and Ladyhood Hour as well, but Manhood Hour. Monday is Lady Days. But listen, I want you to know this, and this is the truth. Men, males, you cannot make yourself become a man. There's literally nothing you can do to make yourself become a man. Working ain't going to do it. Getting married, taking care of family ain't going to do it. Calling yourself a patriot ain't going to do it. Getting a truckload of women ain't going to do it. You literally cannot make yourself become a man. And females, you cannot make yourself become a woman. There's literally nothing you can have all the babies. You can get married to the richest, nicest man on the planet. Ladies, you can work like a man. You're never going to make yourself become a woman. You can't do it. No one can do that. You are given the opportunity to work. God gave you that ability to work, earn a living, keep food on your table, and a roof over your head. But it's never going to make you become a man or a woman. It ain't going to happen. If you want to become a man or a woman, overcome being a male and become a man, overcome being a female and become a woman, you got to stop trying. You got to let go of the idea that you can do it and let the spirit of the truth do it. You will see the spirit of truth will cause you, men, to become sons of God and ladies to become daughters of God. And you will become a woman and you will become a man, men. And it ain't what you think it is. It ain't what you think it is. And only the truth can do it. You can't do it. And when someone say, I'm a man, I'm responsible, they're lying. They may be responsible, but that doesn't make them a man. A woman said, I'm a woman. I'm responsible. I'm married. I have my own children. I'm taking care of my husband. I'm doing this and that. No, you're not. That doesn't make you a woman. Only the spirit of truth can do that. All these other things you're saying about it are just thoughts and ideas about it. That's not what it is. That is not what it is. I invite you to do what you want, of course. Number one, drop your anger. It's silly to be angry and mad. It's just silly. It doesn't even make sense. And you will see that once you drop it. How was I so angry at myself and my fellow man? What was wrong with me? I was out of my mind. You'll see that. There's never, ever, ever, ever a reason to overreact or be angry or resentful toward anyone for anything. But you got to start working on yourself. You got to overcome the darkness by the light. You need a renewed mind. It's the mind that got you. And you believe it's you. Stop trying to be anything or anyone. And just live. Do what's in front of you. And just live. With no ideas, no thoughts, no plan. Just live. And it would be amazing. You got to let go. The Father that created you, love you. You just don't know it because you've been taken away from love and you went into hate. You went into anger, resentment, judgment. Come back to light and you will see the Father love you and he will take care of you. He'd take care of his own. He would do a better job for you than you have done for your own children, if you have children, or for yourself or anyone else. All right? Stop trying. You are male until you become a man. You are female until you become a woman. And when you return to the Father, that's exactly what will happen. You can't make it happen. It will happen through you and for you. I promise you that. Amazing, huh? My producer gave me this quote for today from the Economic Times. It says, the quote of the day, Nikola Tesla, a man is born to work, to suffer, and to fight. He who doesn't must perish. And he's known for to be one of the most influential scientists in modern days. So I don't exactly know what he mean by this, but because we were not born just to work. Now, I don't know if he mean work on yourself or physical work. To suffer, we were not born to suffer. But I don't know if he means suffering the death of the ego, the not self, the false self, or suffer in the false self and just have pain and misery and worries and fears. Do you know Derek? And to fight. There's nothing to fight for. Of yourself, you could do nothing. So I don't know what he mean by fight. Now, he may be meaning what I just said. Maybe means suffer the death of the ego to fight by giving up. Or maybe mean to work because we work by the sweat of our brow because we fell away from God. I don't know. But I do know that you must suffer the death of the ego, and not you. You're not your thoughts. You're not your body. You're not your mind. You're not your emotions. You're not your titles. You're not your jobs. You're not anything. You're not your color. But amazing. Let me go to the busy phones. Let me go to John from Texas. John, out of Houston, Texas, you are on the air.
Good to be on the air. Thank you.
You
so much.
All right.
Jesse, I will make this interesting for you. I went to a self-defense class because, you know, what happens if someone has a knife or a gun and I don't have one, right? And I was learning from them, and I was like, wait, hold on a second. What happens if I have a knife or they have a knife or a gun? And they told me, look, we don't want you to get hurt. Bring your own weapons. Bring your own knife. Bring your own gun. I just thought, that doesn't make any sense. Why would I be taking the class if I needed to bring my own weapons? And then, so that's what's funny. So my real comment, though, is that the day was a wild roller coaster this morning. I was walking my dogs, singing up to the Lord, singing to the sky. And I'm not bad at singing, so it was beautiful singing. And when I got back to my truck, I got the dogs up. And I was driving, and I dropped. I went dropped all the way down from the peak to the bottom to the low. And I was having this outrageous feeling of just running over my mother with a truck. And you were saying God can make a home in you. And I'm asking you, what can I do to make that go faster?
Absolutely nothing.
Yeah. I'm asking God, too. I asked God, too, and, you know, he didn't answer.
Why do you want to—you hate your mother?
I forgave my mother, but I do hate this young lady from when I was a young man.
Did you go and forgive your mother?
Yes.
You told your mother you're sorry for resenting her?
Yes.
Did you tell your mother that, Jar?
Let me tell you what happened. So like we can totally be on the, so I can tell the truth. Man, I went to her out of the blue while we were doing some work, and she was like supervising the work. I said, look, I forgive you for turning me away from my dad. And it seemed like she didn't really hear me or register it. So I was like, maybe she didn't hear me or register it. So I just said, I'm going to relax. And then I guess part of me didn't know. I guess part of me wanted to be certain and make sure that she heard me. But I said, I forgive you for giving birth to me.
John, hold on. Let me take a quick break. The Treasure Chest is now open on DLive and stretch off on pills.net. Back in a moment. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God. It is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingdemand.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. Okay, folks, welcome back. 888-77-JESSE. Cameo, I do personal shout-outs for you. Whatever the shout-out is, whatever the occasion, birthday, weddings, congratulations, encouragement, whatever. Happy New Year. Happy Kwanzaa. Not Kwanzaa, but happy whatever. Go to Cameo, cameo.com/JesseLeePeterson. I will do Kwanzaa for you, too. Happy Kwanzaa, whatever your occasion is. You want to celebrate Kwanzaa? That's on you? I'm fine with me. I will do the shout-out for you, all right? Go to Cameo, cameo.com/JesseLeePeterson. cameo.com/JesseLeePeterson. The Hake Report coming up at 9 at the top of this hour. TheHakeReport.com. And then, after The Hake Report, The American Anchor Baby at 11 a.m. from 11 to 1. And then, brand new episode of Punchy TV today at 2 p.m. Punchy, PUNCHIE.TV. Check it out at 2 p.m. Amazing, huh? Let me go back to John out of Houston, Texas. Hey, John, how old are you, John?
31. And, so, you know, so, I wanted to run my mom over with a truck just in my imagination.
Right. And so you went back and you apologized for resenting her, but you thought she didn't get it. And so you said what to her?
I said, I forgive you. You know, for just giving birth to me. And I judged her right there. I judged her when I said that. So the first time I said everything exactly how it was supposed to be, I forgive you, turning me away from my dad. But I didn't think she heard me.
Why you didn't think
that she heard
you? I
mean, I spoke clearly and everything. I spoke clearly and everything, but...
Why did you not think she heard you?
She didn't respond.
But why did you need her to respond?
Like, she didn't respond, and I guess I said it out of the blue, so I was judging her. So I said it out of the blue, she didn't see it coming, I judged her. But she didn't even respond or anything.
You worked for your mother?
We were doing yard work. I was in the yard, the front yard with my stepdad.
Oh.
This was a few years ago.
Oh, okay. I got
and
you.
I think God actually took care of it for me at some point where I just kept judging her and judging her. But I think God stepped in and just took it away. But I'm not mad at her.
And so you don't resent, you're not angry at her anymore?
No, it was just when I was singing to the Lord and it was so beautiful and I was walking my dogs outside and it was the morning, you know, I'm an early riser, you know,
and
everything
so
was great.
And so you got into your truck, and you fell into a thought, and everything changed.
I fell, yes, and the thought was that Man, you're having so much trouble with women. Like, you just went to the wrong woman and wanted to get to know her better. And because I just went to this woman and I said, we should get to know each other better. And she's going to smother you like your mama. And then I was like, man, I just can't get out of this. It's like, and, you know, I tried to sing like some of, to God, you know, I tried to sing to God a little bit. No, you know, I'm really doing it for myself, and he's the one who's going to come and make a home in me.
So now, let me do this because of time. Did you have a question for me?
Yeah, how can I make it easier for God to make a home in me?
Let go. Stop trying to change anything. You can't change your thoughts. You can't change anything. Just let go and be aware of them. Don't call them you, and let the Spirit of Truth take over.
Yeah, I know. I'm aware of them. I know it's the devil.
But
I know it's a game.
If
it's
you
a
know
game.
That for sure, why are you trying to change anything then? Why don't you just be aware and do nothing about it?
I'm an aspiring actor, maybe.
Why don't, if you want to be free, John, you got to stop trying to change yourself. You can't change your nature. Only the Spirit of Truth can do that. Let go and just be aware. Go about your life. Have your day. Go to work. But stop trying to change anything. You can't be singing to God thinking, is that going to change something? You just got to be aware. Stay present. And if you do become unconscious, don't judge it. Just come back to present. That's all.
Okay, Jesse. Well, what do you think about the self-defense people? They told me to bring a weapon. They said, I'm in their class. They said, bring a weapon.
Well, I don't know because I'm not there. I wasn't in the class. So I don't know what reason they would have you do it. I can't explain that at all.
I said, they said.
Did you ask them?
You can't defend against a knife or a gun. That's what they said. You can't defend against a knife or a gun. Just bring your own.
And when you asked why, what did they say?
I didn't directly. I wasn't very direct with them.
Why not?
They it was a free class. It was free, and they seemed to think that, you know, I needed to learn like jujitsu.
But John, why don't you ask them? Even though the class is free, you still can ask stuff you may not understand. They can explain it to you.
I don't usually actually like tell the truth about things. So I did this time say, well, that doesn't make any sense. I told them that.
But why not say, what do you mean by that? Explain that instead of saying, that doesn't make any sense. Why don't you ask them, what do you mean? Why? So you can hear what they say.
Oh, I know what you mean. I know what you mean, and you're right. And that's actually what I'm doing this year is I'm going to, you know, ask. You know what I mean?
Ask. That's right.
Thank you so much.
And John, so now you don't hate your mother. I mean, I don't want to put, do you still hate your mother?
No.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, that's a lie.
That's a lie too?
Last year, right during around Christmas time, I just felt like she was smothering me.
But does
and,
she live
you know,
with you?
I was like, no. She lives about 3 hours away.
So how is she smothering you then?
It's not fair. It's just not fair of me, but I just want to be, well, okay, she messages me. And she said, you know, I wish I raised you more of a Christian. And she doesn't like you, Jesse. And she said, look, my mother, she demanded child support from my dad, remarried pretty much instantly, had a full-time job, you know. She's full of hell.
But you got to forgive her just like you're struggling to try to overcome. She might not be trying at all, but you forgive her, John. You got to let all that go so you could be free.
I know.
Every human being are living in the darkness, thinking that they're in the light until they start to overcome by the light. Your mother can help herself.
Oh, you know, Jesse, I had to reduce my passions because I had some, you know, hobbies that were compelling me to be passionate. And when she came to talk to me, I was still in that hobby. And, you know, I think my passion, it was my passion that was getting smothered. And not me. It wasn't me, but it was the passion. And I reduced the passion afterwards.
Let me just say this, because of time, John, you got to drop these thoughts so you can be free. You'll be fine if you stop believing the thoughts. You're not your thoughts. You're not your emotions. You're not your passions. You're not your body. Let them go so you can be free.
Yeah, I just had to like suffer and die a little bit. It sucks. But I reduced the passion, and if you know what I'm talking, you know.
I have an idea, yeah.
All right. Well, I love you, Jesse.
All right, buddy. You stay with it, John.
Yeah, you too. Thank you.
All right, buddy. 888-775-3773. Let me go to, is it Jobby? Yobi, first time call out of France. Yobi, you are on the air.
Hello, Jesse. Hello. How are you?
All is well. Happy New Year.
Thank you. Happy New Year to you as well.
Right on. Thank you.
I've got a question.
Okay.
Over the summer, I went through a difficult breakup with my ex-girlfriend. And she was pregnant at the time, and we were supposed to raise a child together. And now, after this difficult breakup, how do I explain it? What should I do? Because in France, the kid, you don't have to recognize it, so I'm not legally the father. I think she would accept me to be the father, but I know it's some kind of game because she wants to control me. She didn't want to let me choose the name or... the pregnancy, the childbirth, and all that thing. So we were constantly in conflict. So I came to a point where I said, okay, no more contact. And she called the cops on me and everything because I went to her many times before we shut off contact, and she went to the police. It's a bit of a drama, but now I'm here, and the question is, should I recognize the child and still try to make something work between us, or am I just going to go through hell?
Yeah. She called the police on you?
Yeah, yeah.
And when you say, so you want to know, should you try to be with the child?
Yeah, pretty much.
Number one, let me ask, because of time, what do you mean a difficult breakup? What's a difficult breakup?
Yeah, good question. Difficult breakup. Well, because it was the first time I'm overcoming the fallen state, so the devil was working my mind constantly.
Yeah.
And sometimes I was in my thoughts, and he was saying, no, don't go, be strong, stay at home, and she'll see that you're a strong man. And then later, another moment, he said, go and try to make things right. And it was constantly up and down to a point where there were complete days where I was having this inner pain, just suffering constantly, pretty much.
Oh, here's what I recommend.
Nothing for a month, yeah.
Here's what I recommend, but do what you want, of course. I would let go of all that because the woman you were with was not from God. Every man married his own mother, and I would work on seeking the truth and put that first and foremost in your life, and then work on overcoming the ego. And don't try, if she puts you in jail already, I'll be done with her because you do it again. And just work on yourself.
Going to the police, but yeah.
Just work on yourself. and move forward. Forget about her. Don't think about the baby or anything at this point, because you made a baby with the devil.
I understand. And how do I deal with my parents, because they go behind my back and still have contact with her and the kid, even though I said don't do it, because they're too emotional.
If they continue to do it again, let them know I told you not to do that. And if you decide to do it, I'm done with you. Have nothing to do with them, but just don't resent them.
Right. But is that not being in my ego when I go to them and say that?
I'm sorry? Jobby. Oh, his call dropped. He's from France, folks. His call dropped, it sounds like. Hold on. I'm going to put you on hold there and have Derek help you out. But no, you're not in your ego by telling them, I asked you not to do it, and you're going to insist on going to get involved. I'm done with you. But just don't resent them. Don't be angry. If you're angry, you're in ego. But don't be angry. Call me back if you could. 888-77, just if not today. But it's all, don't be angry at your parents, but they should not be involved in your life if you don't want them. That included your child. And they're doing it for ego reason. It's not for love. It's out of hate. Super chat.
Over on YouTube, Walking Roscoe bought 5 J.C. Lee Peterson gift memberships. Very nice.
Thank you. Amazing.
Iceman 9678. Black men have become victims of long-term exposure to toxic femininity. This is why they act like feminine. They act out. They're emotional. And they try to talk over you, says Iceman.
We definitely got to overcome mama, the spirit of the mother, that's for sure. Thank you.
Iceman, with a follow-up, says, listen to the callers and tell me you don't hear toxic femininity.
And that's what every human being has to overcome, the spirit of the mother. And it's not her, but the spirit of evil that made a home in her. Amazing. Thank you.
Speak of French says on Rumble, with a Rumble rant, America is gone forever because weak men opened Pandora's box, which allowed women's egos to run wild and the belief they're equal to men. Love y'all. Glad you're back.
Thank you. Happy New Year. Welcome back. I'm glad we're back. And thank you for your support. Amazing.
Shout out to the DLive top contributors, Games for Reg, Kid Combo 1.0, Groovy Monkey, and the rest, as always. Very nice.
Thank you all. Amazing.
Eric, 5 coffees on buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk.
Amazing.
The quickest way to feminize men is to masculinize women, says he.
No, the quickest way is to tell them that they don't need to forgive their mothers. And once they forgive their mother, you can masculinize women all your life. It's not going to affect you at all. And so, because you will become your own world. Thank you.
Craig D., human nature is the art of inventing new and spectacular ways to be miserable.
Yeah. Repeat that.
Human nature is the art of inventing new and spectacular ways to be miserable.
Is that respond to the biblical question? No?
Not necessarily.
Okay.
Doesn't say.
Thank you. Amazing.
It might be somewhat related. But Craig D. with another one. This caller needs some, I'll call it ointment. Thank you.
Thank you. I'll find out what the ointment is.
Yeah, yeah. Argalunas says, wonderful.
Thank you. Amazing. Hey, let me stop there for a minute. I will get back to a hobby call out of France first.
Nice.
Hobby.
Jobby.
I mean, Yobi, not hobby. Yobi.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
It's fine. No problem.
Yeah, when you tell your parents, you told them not to do that, and they insist on doing it, just say, if you do it again, I'm done with you. You won't hear from me anymore. But just don't resent them.
Right.
And if you're not resenting them, you're not into ego. You can only be in an ego when you are emotional in some form or another.
Yeah, so I just see the situation, and if I feel something about it, don't do it. And if I don't feel something about it, it's okay to say it again.
Absolutely.
Okay. So my kid, I just have to let him go, in your opinion.
Yes.
Because I know she would accept me to be there, I'm just afraid that it's not going to be the right order and that she's going to want to control me afterwards again. I don't think she's a bad person. She's just really angry.
Well, she is a bad person there.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
An angry person, whether male or female, is a bad person. And God said, don't even trust an angry person.
Okay. Right. So I just have to let it go completely?
Yeah. And then if you see what to do, maybe there'll come a period, a time where you see, okay, I could be around my kid. Or maybe not, but have a way to see. If you don't see, continue to do what you're doing until you can see what to do.
I have another question about that, about seeing what to do.
Yes.
For example, I had a difficult time to find a job the last few months. And now I found two opportunities to have a job.
Yes.
Both want me. But I can't see clearly what to do. So, like, I spend one day, okay, I'm not going to make a decision. And I'm just going to let it go until I see it clearly.
Yeah.
But is that me being in my head,
yeah,
thinking too much?
Absolutely.
Or is that the right thing to do, to still wait for the moment? Is that just waiting for the moment, also thinking?
So you got two job opportunities. You have two job opportunities, right?
Yeah.
Which one pays the most?
Oh, in France, it's the same, pretty much. The economy is ruined in France.
Oh.
Beginning job. So same pay.
And which one you prefer to do?
It doesn't matter to me.
Okay.
One is harder. And the other is, I like them both the same.
Well, just take one then, since they're both the same. Take one, and then one thing will lead to another.
Okay. Can I ask you another question?
Real
because
fast.
Of time, I know you have a lot of callers.
Yes, go ahead.
Amazing church, by the way. Last Sunday.
It was amazing. Check out the fellowship, folks. Go ahead.
How do I know I'm? Wait, I wrote it down. Can I look it up? 2 seconds.
Yes.
2 seconds. Thanks.
He's called from France, well, so I got a friend, France. So he just needs 2 seconds. He want to remember the last question, okay? Because it's hard, difficult for overseas people to call in. And so I'm being patient. And in the meantime, he's going to read some super chat until he come back to the phone.
Super chat.
Shout out to the supporters on the Rumble crew. Pastor Chatelet, Homesteader Nick, Jules Verne.
Hello?
Latin Patriot and all them. Very nice.
Okay. Thank you all.
And shout out to the YouTubers. Very nice.
Thank you, supporters. YouTuber. Amazing.
And thank you, guys. I do believe that is all for now.
Right on. Okay, is it Jobby?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
The question is...
Come back to your phone.
The ego die.
I'm sorry?
When do I know I'm letting the ego die? Or, because sometimes I feel a lot of pain, but I don't know if it's the thoughts that are causing me pain and I'm just listening to the devil, or it's actually me going to the ego death and then later on it'll pass.
That's an amazing question. When the pain comes, don't call it anything. Don't call it listen to the thought pain or the ego pain. Just be aware and do nothing or have no conversation about it, and you will know.
So all the thoughts that come, just see them, let them pass.
Right, because the thoughts about what you're going through is just another thought. It has nothing to do with God or the truth. You don't need to think about it at all. You want to stop thinking because that's the problem.
Let the thoughts tell me, don't do this, don't do this. Should I do it
still,
or should I just also not do it and it's just a thought?
Do nothing that the thoughts tell you to do. Unless it's a practical thought, like take that job or eat that meal or drive that car.
Right.
But thinking about what you're overcoming it's still keeping you into thoughts. So don't think about what you're overcoming at all. You want to die from those type of psychological, emotional thoughts.
Okay. Right. All right.
I wish you well, man.
For me.
Call me again.
Yeah. Thanks. Thanks a lot.
All right.
For what you do and everything.
All right.
Bye.
Stay with
Thanks.
It. Amazing. Amazing. I am so out of time for it. I don't know what happened. I just don't know. The time is going by fast again. This year will be over before you know it. Ryan from North Carolina. Dooley. Huh? Dudley. A first-time caller out of Ohio. Anthony. A first-time caller out of Southern California. And the caller just dropped. I'm out of time. I'll be back tomorrow, though. Tomorrow is Bible Thumper Thursday. If you guys can call me back tomorrow, do it. Or when you can. I'm so out of time. The Hate Report is coming up. Listen, folks. Get on top of that wall and through the darkness, see what's going on. And don't let your so-called friends, your family members of your mind steal your life from you. Climb the wall and watch. All right? Stay with the silent prayer. RebuildingTheMan.com/silent prayer. And stay present. And the light will do it for you. It's spiritual. It's not physical at all. This for black people and all people. Black people, cut it out. Drop your anger. Forgive your mothers. White people got to have nothing to do with your life. All right, folks. I'm so out of time. The Hate Report coming now. Then the American Anchor Baby. And at 2 p.m. Punchy TV. PUNCHIE.TV. Have a good day. Bye.
The views, information, thoughts, and opinions expressed during this show are the individual's own and do not represent the views, thoughts, and opinions of the JLP Network or Bond. Their appearance on the program does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. The material and information presented here is for general information purposes only. The JLP Network and Bond name and all forms and abbreviations are the property of its owner, and its use does not imply endorsement of or opposition to any specific organization, product, or service.
Check out Punchy's Coffee. I have my own coffee now. Punchy Coffee is good. Every bag is roasted to order. Freshest flavor. Top quality. Specialty grade beans. Good. Every dime goes back to Bond, my nonprofit. And we are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. So when you're drinking coffee and enjoying it, just know you're helping somebody. Amazing coffee. Punchy has his own coffee now. What the? And it's so good. All the way from the plantation to my own coffee. Who would have thought? Did that coffee come from the plantation? Did I pick my own coffee? Check it out. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com, RebuildingTheMan.com/stores, and get Punchy's Coffee.